Breaking news on the COVID front in the city today, where the COVID positivity rate has doubled in 3 days this week. The city's senior public health advisor, Dr. Jay Varma, tweeting today that this new spike is especially worrisome because it seems to show the virus is evading the vaccine. Those new numbers, around 8% of tests are coming back positive in the city, track with what's going on nationally. And U.S. Omicron cases are up sevenfold over the past week, leaving health officials concerned that the country is on the verge of a surge.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's Good Morning America said the Omicron variant will soon be the dominant variant here in the U.S.
It has an extraordinary ability to transmit efficiently and spread.
President Biden's chief medical advisor said vaccination is still the key way to fight the pandemic.
Getting people who have been holding off about getting vaccinated absolutely need to get vaccinated. And importantly is boosters. People have been fully vaccinated to get your booster when you become eligible.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Winds News Time, 11:24. Let's take a closer live look at this. Dr. Dennis Nash is professor of epidemiology and executive director of CUNY's Institute for Implementation of Science in Population Health. Dr. Nash, so the positivity rate in the city, 3.9% last Thursday, 7.3 on Sunday, 6.5 on Monday. What does that tell you?
Well, we have been expecting a winter surge just with the Delta variant around this time, and that was certainly underway. And now layering the Omicron variant on top of that certainly has the ingredients for the very explosive growth in cases that we're seeing right now. This is almost certainly driven by Omicron, which is much more transmissible. It's transmissible to more people, more vaccinated people than Delta has been. And so this is what we can expect to see probably for several more weeks, high numbers of cases, and really important for people to get vaccinated and boosted.
Yeah. How important is the boost? I mean, if the rate has gone up this quickly in New York City, is that to say that it's even getting through people who've had three shots?
I think it's less likely to get through people who have three shots, but it's certainly possible. We're still learning so much about this new variant. It does seem, though, for sure that people with two shots, or for people that have infection-induced antibodies to the virus, Omicron seems capable of evading that and causing infection. It may not cause severe disease and death in those individuals. This is also something we're still learning. There's lots of protection from the vaccines after infection occurs that we hope to be able to rely on through this surge. But yeah, the third shot is really important, is one of the big key messages we're learning from the emerging data that's coming out around the globe. And the other thing is, as always, masks and social distancing are super important as well.
Right. And yet, Dr. Nash, we had Dr. Fauci saying yesterday that even though Omicron seems to be able to evade the current vaccine, the boosters, as you say, seem to help. And yet he was kind of dismissing the notion of developing a specific vaccine for Omicron. Do these numbers in the city change that philosophy at all?
No, I don't think so. That's my sense, too, from what I've seen with the data coming out of South Africa. It's boosting of both mRNA vaccines and vaccine vector vaccines like the AstraZeneca and J&J vaccines with another mRNA vaccine that we currently have seems to be quite effective at producing antibodies that neutralize the virus. So I'm not so sure that we need special Omicron-specific vaccines at this time. The current vaccines with a boost should go a long way.
And doctor, before we go, what's your advice for holiday plans?
I think people really should be sobered by this and need to remember that the more people, the more households that are gathering over the next few weeks, the more spread that's going to be amplified by those activities. So limiting as much as possible. Trying to be tested safely before gatherings can help, although it's really tough to get a test easily right now without waiting a long time. And there's no over-the-counter test available at local pharmacies, and that adds to the equation. But I think people just, you know, try to dial it back a little bit. I know that folks really were looking forward to gathering with lots of loved ones and family over the next few weeks, but this is changing the calculus.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, we thank you so much for being with us. Dr. Dennis Nash, Professor of Epidemiology and Executive Director of CUNY's Institute for Implementation of Science in Population Health. Stay healthy, stay safe, Doctor. Thank you.
Thanks, you too, Bridget.